dealt with this issue of vertigo, and as I share that it will be a time that touches each one of our hearts and a time that helps us remember, you know, the season that we're in, this time of preparation. Isaiah 40 is the passage out of which this message comes. And so I want to read the first number of verses of Isaiah 40 as we begin our thinking. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All peoples are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of our God endures forever." The theme of this day of Advent is preparation. As I begin to think about what to say with this message, I prepare myself with prayer, asking God to guide my thinking and my heart. And I look at a variety of scriptures that may be relevant to preparation. And I have sensed God saying that I need to think about preparing the way for His Word to find a place in each of our hearts. And then challenging all of us to live in a way that prepares a way for God's truth to enter the hearts and lives of those we love and of those places where God sends us to people. Isaiah the prophet is seeing his role as being that of providing information. Information about the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus, the coming of this one who is going to be the Savior of the Jews and of all nations. Here in Isaiah 40, the message begins with words of comfort. Words of comfort to those people who have suffered so long in slavery. Relief is coming. The glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. It is going to be revealed to the Jews, and all the people will see it, the scripture says. I think it's significant that Isaiah begins with the giving of comfort. Last week, we talked about hope. And as I was in urgent care and then ER Thursday evening, you know, one of the things that brought me comfort was the statement that they made to me that they could help get me through this vertigo. When we begin with some sense of hope, it brings a comfort that helps us in the process of waiting. Right now, with the COVID pandemic, we are perhaps gaining a sense of comfort from the news that there is a vaccine that's coming. As I was in ER, one of my caregivers commented on the hope of this vaccine, that these persons who are our caregivers may soon find relief, and there may be something that helps them in the work that they have to do in caring for us. Isaiah goes on to show the truth that man is going to wither and fade away. You see, the message is that our humanity is temporary and is subject to death and decay. There can be no hope in great or powerful humans. But there is one who is coming who endures forever. There is hope on the way. And this hope is not in humanity that fades and dies, but this hope is in God who endures forever. One of the important pieces of truth for us to know and acknowledge is our humanity. Without acknowledging this truth, there is no need for the Savior. Right now, I'm acknowledging my humanity. For the Jews who had been living in slavery, they understood their place of loss and suffering. They wanted to find relief. They had been unable to find a way to freedom in the form of a man. Isaiah is bringing this message, preparing the way in their hearts and minds to understand that a Savior and Redeemer is coming, and He will bring freedom. When I watch or read stories from the experiences of the Christian martyrs, it is amazing to hear their statements of peace and freedom in the midst of certain death at the hands of those who hate them. Jesus has come, and there can now be freedom and peace in our hearts, in our minds, no matter what kind of slavery we may find ourselves imprisoned in. God has come. He has come into this world in the person of Jesus. And I have hope and freedom and peace no matter what it is that I face. Even as Isaiah was a person who God was giving the role of preparing the way for the coming of the Messiah, we are now given that same mission. You and I are given the role and mission of preparing the way for those who are around us to have the hope of freedom. Freedom from whatever slavery we may find ourselves in. And people are enslaved in many, many ways. We are first of all slaves to sin. The reality of our spiritual being is that we are slaves to sin. The truth, this truth, is the greatest of our lost place in life. Satan is in the business of keeping us in this state of slavery. But thanks be to God, there is hope of being freed from this place of slavery. Isaiah says the Messiah is coming, and He is going to free us from this slavery to sin. Sin is like a huge bucket of water in which we find ourselves, and that bucket is filled with droplets of individual sins and circumstances that infest and enslave our lives. This list includes all the things that do not honor God and all the things that draw us away from His truth and His presence and salvation and hope. So, how do we prepare the way for our lost world to find the hope of God that is in Jesus Christ? Share your story. Share the story of finding salvation that is yours. Share the story of God's help in your life. First of all, talk about your being enslaved to sin and the circumstances of life that have enslaved you in the past. Share your story. Share your feeling of struggling, the struggling that you have had with life. Then talk about the point at which you realized that you were at a place you didn't want to be. Talk about what helped you come to the place where the light came on and you recognized your need of God. Offer comfort for the person you're sharing with, letting them know that our God is a God of mercy and a God of grace. Our God is a God who understands our sinful nature and offers redemption and salvation. Our God is a God who understands these difficult circumstances of life that we find ourselves in, and He has compassion for us. Then embrace that family member or friend or neighbor and walk with them as a caring friend. Demonstrate the love of God by the way you love and you care for these folks that you are seeking to prepare the way for. Remember, you are preparing the way for other people to find the freedom that only God can bring. It may be that today someone who's hearing this message is finding a sense of hope by the sharing of my personal struggle with vertigo and the peace that I know because I know God, who is my Savior and a friend. I have found freedom from fear. Yes, freedom from fear. Anxiety, yes, I have anxiety. I'm anxious about all that's going on with my body and wondering what that's going to mean for me in the days ahead. But there's no fear. There's no fear of death. There's no fear of losses, because I understand and I know that the life that we're living here is temporary. It's only for a short time. And if the rest of my life includes what I'm experiencing now, I trust God for every moment of those days. You see, Isaiah was preparing the way for the Savior. Isaiah was preparing the way for the Savior who brought salvation spiritually, but also brought the hope of life eternal. That is my hope. That is your hope. That's the hope that we are to share with our world. So today, folks, not only rejoice in the fact that the Savior has come, but also be a person that is preparing the way for our world to come to know this Savior, this God, who loves and cares for us and is merciful. That's what I have to share today. That's what God has given me. We're going to close with another of the hymns of this season, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Join me as we sing that.